It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta. You can't always
get what you want. Mick Jagger might just be singing the blues for one tough nerd, denied yet again by the Michigan legislature. This time, the state Senate left town out of Dodge for the summer, apparently, without voting on the Medicaid expansion.
The governor's top policy objective at this moment in time and Mr. Relentless Positive Action ain't happy.
I wouldn't use the word angry, but obviously this is not my normal demeanor. What word you'd like to put on it, I'll leave it to you.
Peeved. Vexed. Splenetic.
Step away from the thesaurus and instead let's break this down.
Okay, first of all, Rick Snyder played a big part in creating this problem for himself. He and Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly were both missing during some critical days of these negotiations.
Right, this was the final week of session before the legislature's summer break. But face-to-face Medicaid negotiations were delegated while the governor went on a trade trip to Israel and the lieutenant governor was on a tour of the UP.
Both those trips were cut short as things melted down in Lansing, but precious time was lost. There are things only a governor can promise, and he has to be in the room to do it. But Zoe, the governor may have set the stage for this impasse 2 summers ago when he signed into law the new legislative district maps.
A lot of very safe Republican seats.
Very safe. And when you do that, you also give outsized influence to the more extreme elements of your party. No wonder you can't get Republicans to support you, governor. That's how you set it up.
So now Snyder is calling on you, Michiganders, to harangue your Republican state senators until they hightail it back to Lansing. But the Tea Party isn't going away.
Uh-uh. Americans for Prosperity Michigan director Scott Hagerstrom says that group is making summer plans.
Very vigorous social media campaign. We're going to do a grassroots tour across the state of Michigan on the healthcare issue, where Medicaid expansion will be a big part of that. And then we're going to be running radio ads.
The nerd facing his own Tea Party issues. A group of well-known Tea Party leaders released a letter last week saying the movement should sit out next year's governor's race because Snyder is not sufficiently conservative.
We'll see how that plays out. We don't even know how influential these people are in a movement that prides itself on being leaderless.
And Rick Snyder was never a Tea Partier in the first place. He didn't go to rallies.
No, other Republicans did, but not the nerd, and he was still able to win a Republican primary. Would a Tea Party boycott of the top of the ticket really make a difference next year in a general election?
Speaking of the governor's race, Democrat Mark Schauer is jumping in now, telling the nerd to man up and call the legislature back to Lansing for a special session to start vetoing bills. Telling the governor how to be a governor.
And as the prospective challenger, Mark Schauer gets to do that without having to actually deal with the reality of the situation. It's not clear the governor can call a special session unless the legislature adjourns for the year with no specific plans to return.
So are there any winners in this fight?
Of course,
Jace Bulger. The wily Republican House Speaker has once again shown that when he says something is going to happen, it happens.
Tea Party didn't stop him. Tough vote in the state house. Bulger had to abandon the Hastert rule.
Named for ex-U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert, that's the one that says it takes a majority of the majority party to get anything done.
Bulger put together a working majority of Democrats and Republicans to win state house approval of the Medicaid expansion. And that was a tough vote for some of those Republicans, especially ones swept into office in the Tea Party revolt of 2010.
And by the way, House Republicans not very happy now with where they've been left by their Senate Republican counterparts. So the question is, can these pieces be put together in less than a month? Governor Snyder says it's got to get done by then, or almost 500,000 uninsured working Michiganders will continue to go without health coverage.
And how will this play out as or if the governor goes toe-to-toe with Republicans on other controversies, the Common Core education standards, road revenue?
This dynamic will play out over a bunch of issues and certainly be part of next year's race for governor.
Governor Snyder, using this moment to retool and test his bully pulpit and the power of his office against that of these Senate Republicans and the Tea Party and the Democrats. We're going to find out how tough one tough nerd can be.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.